22nd parak of Shabbos. Chodesh Nishvara, if there was a jug that broke on Shabbos and it was full of whatever it was, wine or the like, so Matilim men and Muslim shall stood, if you had to save from it food or drink or whatever you need, and that is enough to use for 3 sudas on Shabbos. This is a similar example to what we saw by putting out a fire, that a person's all excited about saving as much as he can, and we're concerned that if you let him save too much, he may inadvertently try to fix his barrel that broke. He can tell other people that they should also save for themselves, that's why he'll be able to save more. He's not allowed to use a sponge to absorb the wine that fell out easily. A sponge, he says so before, is also bechlal, but even if it has a beis achid, it has a handle, which you are allowed to use a sponge for certain conditions, over here you're not. We're concerned that he will inadvertently squeeze it, or some say that's because it's uvda zechoyl, too much work cleaning up over here. And now we're saying a new malacha of schita. Schita, squeezing out juices from fruits, is an iser, part of the iser of dosh, of threshing, which you're taking your desired part out of the chaff, which over here is called mefarik, taking the juice out of the fruit that was in midiraita. The only fruits that have schita are olives and grapes, because they're primary uses for the juice. Other fruits are also derabbanan. And so it's a pez like made in mashi. You're not allowed to squeeze a fruit for the juice to come out. And yotzmi atma sudin. And not only that, but even if he didn't do it purposely, but they came out by themselves, they were sitting in the sun, and the juice is oozed out. If you're not allowed to use that juice in Shabbos, and say, are you going to come to squeeze it out? Rabbi Yehuda says, "In la'ayuklem, if these food are set aside for eating purposes, then ayutimem muter. Then v'mashkim ayutimem oser. If they are made for, you want to squeeze the juice, then the juice that comes out of them by themselves is oser. In other words, he tells us the whole zera that you're going to use, you're going to squeeze the fruit when the fruit juices come out by themselves. It's only coming out from fruits that you're planning to squeeze them eventually. Gemara says that everybody agrees that." Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees by zaytins are nothing, grapes and olives, even though your intent was to eat them, even so the juice that comes out of them is also because it's more of a shash. So this is nogea if you cut up some fruit and make a salad, fruit cocktail, then you have a bunch of juice on the bottom. So over here your intent was not for the juice, your intent was for the fruit. So we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda this thing that the juice will be mutter. The question is, what happens if you have grapes? If it's grapes to be cut up and juice collect on the bottom, then the grape juice that collect on the bottom will be also to use. If you have a fruit cocktail with a little bit of grapes and a larger amount of other fruit, and you have some juice on the bottom, we can say that the juice from the grapes is bottled and the other juice. But if you have, in the case of one few bottles, will be also. Yeah. So that's where you said in the Ayyus, if your intent was to eat these fruits and juices came out of them, the juice that come out of mutter, unless coming out of olives or grapes, in lamashkin, it's a fruit that we intended to squeeze them eventually, then I gave them up, even if it came out by itself, the juice that comes out of it is also. Chalas vashirizka meyev Shabbos v'yotze meyav atman. It's also to take honey out of honeycomb, but if you crush the honeycomb before Shabbos, and then the honey came out of it, asurim, Rabbi Lezer mate, the chavim aser over here, because they also, there's a gzera that you're going to crush the honeycombs in Shabbos, and the chachomim are matir over here. The mice over here, we pass in likulo that you're not allowed to crush it, but if it was crushed before Shabbos and honey came out of it, you're allowed to use that honey on Shabbos.